Shmuel Aleph Perikov Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So Shaul has made it clear by threatening his own son with a spear that he intends for David to be killed. Vayeda Yehonasan Kicholahi Me'im Aviv Laham Mises David, that he was going to put David to death. So Lamed Dalet Vayakam Yehonasan Me'im Hashulchan Bachari Off. So Yehonasan rose up from the table in anger. And as we mentioned last time, his anger was not entirely against Shaul, but also against the great generals and leaders and statesmen who were unwilling or scared or, for whatever reason, passive while Shaul made all of these threats against the man who had done nothing to deserve to die. V'lo achal b'yom achodesh hasheni lechem. And he did not break bread on the second day of Rosh Chodesh at all. He did not eat that day. Ki ne'etzav el David, ki hichlimo aviv. Because he was saddened over David. Because his father had shamed him. So had shamed him, Rashi says, bishvil David. And in fact, for both of them, ki ne'etzav el David, he was saddened for David because of David's sake. And because his father had shamed him because of David's sake, bishvil David. And it's interesting that Rashi would choose to give the same pshat twice, but there's two issues that are being mentioned here. One would think that the shame of a prince being dressed down in front of everybody else, being hollered at and threatened physically, would be a shame for himself, but that he was ashamed of being embarrassed. It wasn't even his embarrassment, it was David's embarrassment. And no matter what, his concern was for David. He loved David as his own neshama, as his own soul. And so he could not eat. And if a father will kill his own son for befriending David, then clearly he is completely, hard to say the word, irrational about this subject at this point. One interpretation by other Mefarshim is that he was saddened because of his own public humiliation, but his concern on the inside was for David. And so his heart was saddened over David, and his first ki ne'etzav el David ki hichlimo aviv, the hichlimo aviv is over his own shame or his own pain over the fact that his father had threatened him. So either way, Yonasan refuses to eat any more at the table and storms off. Lamen hei vayiva boker, and it was in the morning. So the meal presumably was the night of Rosh Chodesh, and so he didn't go out at night because he knew everybody would be watching him when he stormed off from the table. So instead, he went into his own room and slammed the door and didn't say anything to anybody and waited until the following morning when it would look like he was just going for a morning constitutional for a shpatzir. So in the morning, Vayetze Yehonasan Hasadeh Lamoed David. Yehonasan went out to the field, which David had designated. And again, Moed means appointed. So all the Moadim, all of the holidays that we have, are appointed Zmanim for the holidays. And Vina'ar Katon Imo, a small youth, accompanied him. So he took his servant, a small youth who would suspect nothing about what David was, David and Yehonasan had planned together. It would show that Yehonasan wasn't sneaking off on his own to have a secret meeting, because why would he bring somebody with him if he was going to do that? Targum Yehonasan says that Lamoe David actually has more in common with what we call the Moadim, the appointed times of holidays, because he says, Unafak Yehonasan, Yehonasan went out, Lahakla Lizimna da Amar Le David, to come to the field at the time David had designated. And so some of the Mefarshim say, meaning that third day that David was hiding in the field, David had suggested that he come at night, but Yehonasan went in the morning. And it was going to be the third night. So David had actually given him another 12 hours or so before he came out. But there was no purpose in delaying, and David's safety needed to be ensured as quickly as possible. So Yehonasan didn't even wait out of his concern for David. He went out in the morning, even earlier than he was going to go out. Lamed Vav, Vayomer Lena'aro, and so he said to the youth, to his youth that he brought with him, Rutz, run, Mitzana es achitzim asher anochi moreh. Please go find the arrows which I shoot, which is the way it used to be done. You do target practice. You're not shooting at another human being. You're not shooting at an apple on somebody's head, but you're shooting at the target, and sometimes you miss, and sometimes you shoot too far, and sometimes the target is far away. And it's not necessarily a target like at a Renaissance fair or something. It's like a tree or a certain rock or something where he's shooting at. And so he's got to send the kid to go run out after the arrows, because when you're in the 1%, you get somebody from the regular proletariat. Sorry, I've been listening to Bernie Sanders speeches all morning. You get a regular person to go out and do the fetching for you. That's why he brought the boy. That's what warriors do. Hana'ar rot, and the youth ran, v'hu yara ha'chetzi l'ha'aviro. And Yehonasan shot the arrow past him. Yehonasan, and all of the Mefarshim point this out, was an unbelievable marksman, had tremendous control over where he was going to shoot the arrows, and so he purposefully shot the arrow past the boy who's running out in order to be able to call out his warning to David that they had pre-planned. If it's on this side, if it's on that side, if the arrow is farther, so one message meant you're going to be safe and you can come back. So if it's closer on the side of the rock where you can come back, that means come back to the palace. But if it's farther than you, that means your road is taking you farther away. So keep on going. The word lahaviro can also be understood to mean, literally, it means shot the arrow past him. Yara chetzi lahaviro. But it can also mean to move him. Lahaviro, to move him. Grammatically, dictic-wise in Hebrew, lahaviro can mean to move somebody, not just to move a thing. And so the idea is he wants to move the young boy past the place where he was standing till he got to the marker stone, to the Evan that we mentioned earlier, where David and Yehonasan had agreed was going to be the simon. And so lahaviro, also lahaviro midaito, means to take away somebody's reason, somebody's inductive reasoning. Lahaviro midaito in this case means that he's trying to trick the boy and stop him from thinking and putting two and two together that maybe Yehonasan is there to meet somebody, and instead to figure it's just for sports, just for target practice.